his crippled vessel back across the Atlantic. He'd put the USS James Greer in dry dock in Norfolk, Virginia, to undergo 6 months of repairs. Hagen was still the officer in command of the Greer, so Norfolk was home for now. Many in the Navy thought dry dock was the toughest deployment because there was a lot of work to do on board. Ships did not regularly run their air conditioners, and many other creature comforts were missing. But Scott Hagen would never make that claim. He'd seen war up close. He'd lost men. And while he and his ship had come out the unquestionable victors, the experience of war was nothing to envy, even for the victorious. Russia was quiet now, more or less. Yes, they still controlled a significant portion of Ukraine, but the Bore-class nuclear sub they'd sent to patrol off the coast of the United States had allowed itself to be seen and photographed north of the coast of Scotland on its return voyage to port in Seda Inlet, north of the Arctic Circle. And the Russian troops that had rolled into Lithuania had since rolled back over Russia's border to the west and to the Belarusian border to the east, ending the attack on the tiny Baltic nation. The Russians had been embarrassed by their defeat in the Baltic, and it would certainly surprise everyone in this outdoor Mexican restaurant in New Jersey to